The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey, the Triangle Reading Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the April 2019 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. We're going to go back to page 8, Who's Who in Sports, and we're going to do the second line. And our first athlete, John Rahm, Belfer, PGA Tour. His height is 6'2", his weight is 220 pounds. He was born November 10th, 1994 in Barica, Spain. In January 2018, Rahm sank a 12-foot birdie putt during a playoff to edge out Andrew Landry and win the Career Builder Challenge. It was Rahm's second PGA Tour win after taking the Farmers Insurance Open a year earlier. After winning Career Builder, Rahm ascended to a career-best number 2 world ranking. He had been ranked as low as 137th less than a year before. Rahm, a native of Spain, moved to the United States at age 17. He won 11 college tournaments for Arizona State. Question: which native of Spain won the 2017 Masters? Answer: Sergio Garcia. Next, we have LeBron James, basketball forward, Los Angeles Lakers. His height is 6'8", his weight is 250 pounds. He was born December 30th, 1984, in Akron, Ohio. Through February 19, James led the Lakers in points, 26.8 points per game, and rebounds, 8.6 rebounds per game, and was tied for his first in assists with 7.6 assists per game. He also ranked second in steals, 1.3. During a November 15 game against the Portland Trail Blazers, James scored his 31,420th point, passing Wilt Chamberlain for fifth on the NBA's all-time scoring leaderboard. In July 2018, James opened the I Promise School in his hometown of Akron. By 2022, it will include grades 1 through 8. Question: who scored the most points in NBA history? Answer: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And finally, for this section, we have Eddie Jackson, safety for the Chicago Bears. His height is 6 feet. His weight is 202 pounds. He was born December 10th, 1992, in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida. Jackson was named to his first career Pro Bowl and All-Pro team after the 2018 season. He recorded 6 interceptions, 3 touchdowns, and 51 tackles in 14 games. His 93.2 grade from Pro Football Focus ranked first among all safeties as they named him the league's top coverage defender. Chicago drafted Jackson in 2017 in the 4th round. He was named defensive MVP in Alabama's 2016 National Championship game win over Clemson. Question: who holds the Chicago Bears franchise record for tackles? Answer: Brian Urlacher. Prime time, D'Angelo Russell. Picture here of D'Angelo, a lefty, Looks like he's going up for a little floater here against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Well, D'Angelo Russell, let's find out about him. His team is the Brooklyn Nets. His position is point guard. Spotlight. Banished after a failed stint with the Lakers, the former Ohio State point guard found a home in Brooklyn where he's blossoming into a big-time star. He knew the call was coming, but D'Angelo Russell still had to let it sink in. It was the first day of February, and Russell was coming off another strong performance, this time a 25-point outing in a 117-115 loss to San Antonio Spurs. The 6'5" Brooklyn Nets guard was playing the best basketball of his young career, so there was no reason to be surprised when he heard the news. But as he sat there on the team's flight to Orlando, replaying what his coach had just told him seconds earlier, Russell's emotions came through. The moment he'd been dreaming of had just become reality. He was an NBA All-Star. "I was in awe on the plane," said Russell. "I'm a crier, honestly. I was holding my tears in." There was a reason for the tears. At just 22, he's already experienced his fair share of upheaval. Rough start. An All-American selection in his freshman season at Ohio State, Russell was drafted second overall by the Lakers in 2015. Despite being just 19 years old, there were high expectations. He was featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated before his rookie season as the student being mentored by Kobe Bryant. The idea was that Russell was going to follow in Bryant's footsteps and become the next in a long line of Lakers stars. Russell showed flashes of potential as a scorer and passer early on, and he even made the all-rookie team. By his second year in Los Angeles, Russell's career started on a different trajectory. His attitude was questioned. Lakers president of basketball operations, Magic Johnson, didn't try to hide his displeasure with Russell. "What I needed was a leader," Johnson said. "I needed somebody also that can make the other players better and also that players want to play with." Russell had a public falling out with one of his teammates, and coaches questioned his maturity. After Russell averaged 14.3 points and 4 assists in 2 seasons in Los Angeles, the Lakers decided it was best to move on. They traded Russell during the 2017 offseason to Brooklyn in a deal for Brook Lopez and a first-round draft pick that became Kyle Kuzma. Russell accepted his fate without hesitation. In fact, he was looking forward to it, a fresh start in a new city. But Russell's early days in Brooklyn didn't look promising. He missed nearly half of his first season with injuries, and he struggled with turnovers, averaging a career-high 3.1 per game despite playing a career-low 25.7 minutes per game. As he sat for 2 months last season after he underwent arthroscopic surgery on his left knee, Russell could hear the words in his head. They were the same ones that hounded him for years. Talented, but inconsistent. Discarded from the team that drafted him. But Russell was having none of it. The upcoming season was his own, and nothing was going to get in his way. "I trust my craft," Russell said. "I trust my craft, and I knew what I was capable of." Russell has certainly showed that this year. Russell has averaged career highs in points, 20, assists, 6.6, field goal percentage, 0.436, and three-point percentage, 374, through 57 games this season. "There's no fear," Kenny Atkinson, Brooklyn's coach, said of Russell's recent play. "He believes in himself. He's got tremendous, tremendous confidence. His teammates knew he had it in him, too. The leadership, that was doubted. The maturity, some said he didn't have. Jared Allen, Brooklyn's 6'11" center, sees a different picture, one in which Russell makes an impact, even if he isn't scoring. It's a picture that showcases the 22-year-old's diverse skill set in which he's making passes from different angles for easy layups, driving and freezing defenders with ball fakes, and using his vision to thread passes through tight windows. one in which Russell is the selfless, energizing leader the Nets needed. He's been through a lot, but he's grown because of it, says Allen. Even when he doesn't have a good game or when he's off and someone else needs to take his place, he's still doing stuff others don't see on the bench, talking to us, helping us out, making defensive and offensive readings. It says a lot about his selflessness, and it gives us a lot of energy. It shows us that even when he has a bad game, he could easily just be pouting and sad. He wants to be a part of the team and see us improve and be in the game. That's growth right there. Veteran guard Joe Harris agreed, praising Russell's embodiment of the team spirit. He is the lifeblood of the Nets, said Harris. Everything flows through him. He does a really good job of dictating the pace, getting guys in rhythm, and just doing a really good job on every level. He does a really good job facilitating for others and himself. Obviously, we are really lucky to have a player of his caliber on our team. Clean slate. The Nets are one of the biggest surprises of the season. They've surpassed all expectations and are in the mix for a playoff spot. They even weathered an 8-game losing streak in November and have stayed afloat despite multiple injuries to key players, such as guards Spencer Dinwiddie and Caris LeVert. Russell has fit into a culture that allows various players to shine. I have been through so much, said Russell. I didn't know how to be a professional. So to come around this organization, they nurtured and taught me how to be a professional. You're around it every day. There's no let-offs. I needed that reassurance and that humbling experience. I know how far I've come. Russell was excited for the All-Star game, of course. I'm going to be starstruck, he said shortly before he left for Charlotte, where he scored 6 points. I'm not going to lie. I'm 22. A lot of these guys are older than me, so I watch them on TV. I dreamed of playing in that game. But he's more excited about the journey he is on with the Nets. To get this opportunity, I'm lost for words, Russell said. The coaches that I've had, my teammates that I've met throughout this journey, it's something that you can't take away. It almost feels like a degree. You can't take that away from somebody. Moving on up. Sometimes a change of scenery is needed to jolt a player, but other doldrums. Here are three players who, like D'Angelo Russell, have benefited from packing their bags and finding a new home. Julius Randle, New Orleans Pelicans. After a broken leg limited him to one game in his rookie season, Randle improved over the next 3 years with the Lakers. But it wasn't until he signed with New Orleans last offseason that the 6'9" power forward took off. He's averaging career highs in minutes played and points scored. Ricky Rubio, Utah Jazz. Rubio came into the league in 2011 with sky-high expectations. His play with Minnesota was inconsistent at best. Traded to Utah in 2017, Rubio has become a better and more consistent scorer. The native of Spain has transformed into a dependable point guard on a good team. Derrick Rose, Minnesota Timberwolves. Rose has been on a basketball road trip since tearing his ACL in 2012, traveling from Chicago to New York to Cleveland and, for 48 hours, to Utah. But he's found a permanent home in Minnesota. The former MVP is averaging his highest point total since 2012, and he even scored a career-best 50 points on Halloween in 2018. Page 20 and 21, Ageless Wonders. Tom Brady has shown no signs of slowing down into his 40s, but he's not the first senior star to show up athletes at half his age. These six didn't have time for a midlife crisis. Gordie Howe played until 52. After 25 seasons in Detroit, 4 Stanley Cups, and an NHL record 1,809 points, Mr. Hockey retired at age 42. 3 years later, however, in 1973, Howe joined the fledgling World Hockey Association to play with his sons, Mark and Marty, for the Houston Aeros. Dad scored both of his sons, outscored both of his sons that season, and led the team with 100 points. The house stuck together and joined the New England Whalers 4 years later. When the WHA dissolved, the Whalers joined the NHL, and the league got its biggest legend back. House scored his final goal, NHL goal, at age 52 on an assist from Mark. Jamie Moyer played until age 49. Jamie Moyer's career could have easily ended in 1992 when he was 29. The Cardinals had released him a season before. The Cubs had cut him after spring training, and he spent the entire 1992 campaign in the minors. Moyer's father-in-law floated the idea of getting a real job. Moyer didn't listen, and the next year at age 30, he went 12-9 with a 3.43 ERA for the Orioles. At 38, he won 20 games for the first time in Seattle. At 40, he made his first All-Star team. He won the World Series with the Phillies at age 45. The soft-tossing Moyer holds the all-time record for home runs allowed with 522 that happens when you pitch until year 49. Next, we have Jack Nicklaus, played until 65. At the 1986 Masters, sports writers took to calling golf's golden bear the olden bear. Turns out this ursine legend still had claws. After a pedestrian performance in the first two rounds, he displayed a veteran calm down the stretch, hitting birdie after birdie on the back nine of the final round. He finished at 9 under par and won his record 6th Masters at age 46. The dramatic comfort-behind victory came 11 years after his last green jacket and 23 after his first win at Augusta. "I'm not going to quit," says Nicklaus after his historic win. "Maybe I should. Maybe I should say goodbye. Maybe that'd be the smart thing to do, but I'm not that smart." Almost as impressively, he finished 6th at the 1998 Masters at age 58. George Blanda played until age 48. Across sports, certain positions age better than others. Knuckleball pitchers, three-point specialists, defensemen. In football, quarterbacks and kickers seem to have the best shot of making it into their 40s. It's no wonder, then, that George Blanda, the rare place kicker quarterback, played for 26 seasons, a pro record. He actually originally retired at age 32 rather than playing just kicker for the Bears. The founding of the AFL in 1959 allowed him to play both positions for the Houston Oilers. At age 34, he led the team to an AFL championship, accounting for all his team's points in a 10-3 win over San Diego. He spent his 40s with the Raiders as a kicker and backup quarterback. Jeremy Yager played until age 47. While Tom Brady's TB12 system gets more press, the Jaromir Jagr approach to aging gracefully is equally effective and even more unorthodox. The secret? Practicing your own way and whenever your body tells you to. As the elder statesman of a very young Florida Panthers team from 2015 to 2017, Jagr earned a reputation for skating after midnight, wearing a 45-pound vest, and dunking his head in an ice bath between periods. There was a method to the madness. In 2016-2017, he reached the 60-point plateau at age 44, making him the oldest player to ever achieve the feat. Jagr played 6 NHL seasons in his 40s, amassing 268 points in 387 games. When the Calgary Flames cut him last season, he didn't quit. He just kept playing in Europe. Satchel Paige played until 59. Paige, who was a Major League All-Star well into his 40s after spending 2 decades in the Negro Leagues, was asked for advice on longevity. He famously said, "Age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter." His additional tips appeared in Collier's magazine. They included, avoid fried meats, which angry up the blood, and don't look back. Something might be gaining on you. No one ever caught up to Page. He pitched in the minors in his 50s and made his final appearance in the big leagues at age 59 for the Kansas City A's. He emerged from a rocking chair next to the bullpen, seriously, to throw 3 shutout innings. The NFL, bound for stardom. Overlooked and undersized, Marquise Brown waited his turn while working at an amusement park. Now he's ready to take on the NFL. When he was in junior college, Marquise Brown had a job as a ride operator at Six Flags Magic Mountain. When he worked on a ride called Full Throttle, he enjoyed amping up the thrill quotient. I'd go 5, 4, 3, and then I'd stop, he says. Then I'd say, you want me to keep counting? Before they could respond, I'd hit the button and the ride would take off. The wide receiver, who was projected to be taken in the first round of this month's NFL draft, can't hold back a laugh at the memory of all those bugged eyes. Each ride operator at Magic Mountain is encouraged to be creative. Sometimes I switched it up, Brown recalls, but usually he pulled his countdown trick, distracting guests to enhance the shock of Full Throttle's initial rocket-like ascent. Brown's own climb to becoming one of the draft's most highly sought-after receivers has only been a little bit slower. In 2014, during his senior season at Chaminade Madonna College Prep in Hollywood, Florida, Brown's weight hovered around 140 pounds. He was also just 5'10". Coaches at large programs weren't exactly beating down his door. Ted Lucinda, head coach at College of Canyons in Santa Clarita, California, was recruiting a teammate of Brown's in 2015. The coach heard that the recruit had a friend who could play too. Iacinta and his staff were impressed. They tried to sign Brown before the 2015 season, but Brown's mom was apprehensive about sending her son all the way to California. By the end of that year, during which Brown didn't play football at all, his mother's fears had subsided enough to put him on a plane headed west. The second I met him, I was like, that kid's tiny, Iacinta says. When he gets on the field, you're like, wow. He has a step that not many people on this earth have. California junior colleges don't offer scholarships, so Brown had to find a way to make ends meet while pursuing his dream of playing for a power school. Iacinta directed him to the nearby Six Flags. Brown, who walked to work, started out at Bugs Bunny World before moving on to bigger rides. His performance on the football field earned him a ticket to Oklahoma, where his 1,095 receiving yards in 2017 were 10th best in team history. In 2018, he was a first-team All-America. Brown's calling card is his speed. I don't worry about size or getting hit, he said. You can't hit what you can't catch. Though he has long been known as Jet back home in Florida, he picked up a new nickname after his time in California, Hollywood. With his big personality and his big play potential, the new moniker should serve him well in the NFL. Mock Draft. We have you covered with our look at the first round. Left, need more? Take a look back in the time at the best ever pick at each slot. Number 1, Arizona Cardinals, Nick Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State. Number 2, San Francisco 49ers, Josh Allen, offensive linebacker, defensive end, Kentucky. New York Jets, Rashawn Gary, defensive end, defensive tackle from Michigan. Number 4, Oakland Raiders, Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, Alabama. Number 5, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston. New York Giants, Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State. Number 7, Jacksonville Jaguars, Drew Locke, quarterback, Missouri. Number 8, T.J. Hockenson, tight end, Iowa. Number 9, Buffalo Bills, Jonah Williams, offensive tackle, guard, Alabama. Number 10, Denver Broncos, Devin White, linebacker, LSU. Number 11, Cincinnati Bengals, Ja'Kai Polite, offensive lineman and defensive end, Florida. Number 12, Green Bay Packers, Montez Sweat, offensive linebacker, defensive end, Mississippi State. Number 13, Miami Dolphins, Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma. Number 14, Atlanta Falcons, Cody Ford, offensive tackle, guard, from Oklahoma. Washington Redskins, Daniel Jones, quarterback, Duke. Number 16, Carolina Panthers, Greedy Williams, cornerback, LSU. Number 17, Cleveland Browns, Clelin Ferrell, defensive end, Clemson. Number 16, Carolina Panthers, Greedy Williams, cornerback, LSU. Number 17, Cleveland Browns, Clelin Ferrell, defensive end, Clemson. Number 18, Minnesota Vikings, Jawan Taylor, offensive tackle, guard, Florida. Number 19, Tennessee Titans, Christian Wilkins, offensive tackle, Clemson. Number 20, Pittsburgh Steelers, DeAndre Baker, cornerback, Georgia. 21, Seattle Seahawks, Draymond Jones, offensive tackle, Ohio State. Number 22, Baltimore Ravens, DK Metcalf, wide receiver, Mississippi. 23, Houston Texans, Andre Dillard, offensive tackle, Washington State. Number 24, Oakland Raiders, Nasir Adderley, safety, Delaware. Number 25, Philadelphia Eagles, Josh Jacobs, running back, Alabama. 26, Indianapolis Colts, Brian Burns, offensive linebacker, defensive end, Florida State. Number 27, Oakland Raiders, Devin Bush, linebacker, Michigan. Number 28, Los Angeles Chargers, Dexter Lawrence, defensive tackle, Clemson University. Number 29, Kansas City Chiefs, Byron Murphy, cornerback, Washington. Number 30, Green Bay Packers, Marquise Brown, wide receiver, Oklahoma. Number 31, Los Angeles Rams, Jalen Ferguson, defensive end, Louisiana Tech. And finally, number 32, New England Patriots, Irv Smith Jr., tight end, Alabama. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138.